Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Chasing Cars with Clarissa and Julian Coe from SG Car Mart. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon, and Chase. Good afternoon, and welcome to Chasing Cars. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Coe from SG Car Mart. This is Money FM 89.3. I am almost on vacation. What can I say?
You are an embarrassment.
Well, we know
that.
Now, okay. First, let me share some important information in case our listeners did not pay attention yesterday. COE prices ended mostly higher after a 3-long week break between the latest tender. The COE prices for cars up to 1600cc and 130 brake horsepower closed at 48,510, up from 41,801. That's a big jump.
Yep.
For cars above 1600cc or 130 brake horsepower, the COE finished at $60,109, up from 58,089. That's not so bad.
It's all right.
Yeah, that one's not so bad. The 1600, up to 1600, that one was a big jump. Okay, now open COE prices, which can be used for any vehicle types except for motorcycles. But why would you use it for a commercial vehicle? But I digress. Ended up also most down. $61,112 down from $62,000. Does that mean that it's a good time to buy big cars?
Yep, pretty much. That pretty much sums everything up.
Right. I mean, the thing is, okay, it makes sense that up to 1600cc or 130 brake horsepower cars, that category went up the most because that is the category of cars the majority of us wage slaves can afford.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately so. I mean, that is the hard truth, I guess.
And if you're in the 10% or the, if you are that lucky, the 1%, then you can buy any car. So the open category is the category that you'd probably be looking at if you were going to be looking at, oh, I don't know, the Land Rover Defender or something. Which in and of itself before CEO is several hundred thousand dollars.
No, look. You're not giving the Defender justice.
I am giving the Defender justice. She's an expensive girl.
Okay, to be honest, yes, I cannot disagree with you. The car is now very much so very expensive. It's about $300,000.
Is that before or after COE?
With COE. With COE. But really, I mean, I know it's hard for me to justify why the Defender is the sort of car that is just too cool for school. And I say it for very good reasons. I mean, just look at the car. Think about this, right? The new Defender had to go through an immense roar of opinions, both good and bad, by the way, even way before anyone had driven it, just based on pictures alone when it was in the concept stage throughout. It was just, everyone was just passing judgment on the car. I mean, I was one of them, I have to admit. But you see, that's because, take the Mini, for example. When the Austin Mini came out, everyone loved it. And then when the new Mini came out, when it became bigger, longer, taller, everyone just, you know what, thought that it was a blasphemy. And it's the same for the Defender. You can't blame it, but make no mistakes. The Defender, while modernized, is still a go-anywhere, do-anything sort of car. And it always makes up for lack of cool character, you know, lack of everything else. Like, for me, it's just a lack of height, I guess. Makes me feel tall, makes me feel good and strong when I'm behind the wheel of the Defender. And sometimes that's what really matters. When you're going to get a car, the car has to make you feel good. And that Defender epitomizes just that.
Okay. All right,
you do not believe me.
Let me just clear some of the in. Today I shall be the info girl. Okay, you can be the emo guy. I will be the info girl. The Land Rover Defender 90, you said, a little over $300,000, is a 2-liter, six-seater car, 296 brake horsepower, 8-speed auto. Fuel economy, there is none. come on! 9.7 kilometers per liter. And that's according to the manufacturer. So the reality is, you know, the average driver like you and I will probably get like 6 kilometers a liter.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think thereabouts.
Now, tell me again why this car should be...
This car is everything. Okay, you know what's the coolest thing about the car? It has a jump seat in front. That's why it's a 6-seater. So you can actually sit 3 in front and 3 at the back.
Mm.
And it's very, very cool looking. Now, I drove both the 110, which is a 5-door one, and then the 90 recently, which is a shorter, truncated version, 3-door SUV.
Mm.
It looks very good. It looks very compact. It looks like the sort of car that you know what? You won't break a sweat when you're pulling up at a parallel lot.
Mm.
No way. It's very manageable. The drive is just very interesting. And you know what? When people think
it's
of
very manageable in relation to what? A Hummer?
Very manageable. Just not Hummer. Hummer is just you know, Hummer is...
Yeah, we won't even go there.
Yeah, Hummer is just exaggerated. But
neither of us are rappers from the US, so we don't even need to talk about the Hummers.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, the 90 really isn't significantly different on the road from the 110. I mean, it still feels very premium. After all, you're paying $300,000 for the car. But get this, it doesn't have any of the Suzuki Jimny's invasiveness. It doesn't have any of the Wrangler's ambiguity. So everything just feels kind of tight. No shuddering, no loose ends. You know, when you drive it, you sort of know that, you know what, this just feels right and tight on the road.
Mm.
And that's what you can really appreciate something like this. Because when people talk about the Defender, all they think about is, oh, you know what, this is an off-roader, which it is. But you know what, it's just going to break apart. Everything's just going to fall apart. That's just not true. When you sit in the Defender, you immediately realize where your money is really going to.
Can I just say, the only thing about the Defender 90 that I am blown away by... Okay, two things. I'll give it two things. One, it is actually a very handsome car.
Yes, it is.
That is one thing. The other thing is 0 to 108 seconds. That's impressive. For a car that big and you know, imposing.
Okay, you know what I thought? I have to be honest. The only problem I have with the car is the height. Now, this Defender 90 is 1.95 meters tall. The place that I'm staying, well, it only allows vehicles up to 1.87.
Honey, if you are going to buy a Land Rover Defender 90, you live in a landed property, not an apartment.
I guess.
Which basically means you and I are not potential customers. Now, potentially, if you and I actually saved our money and didn't do stupid things with it, we could afford the next car that's being unveiled, the Audi Q5.
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
She is very pretty. Did you test drive the Sportback?
Nope. But I just drove the regular Audi Q5, the 2-liter one. It is, don't even get me started. Here's the thing, right? The Audi Q5, as we all know, goes against cars like what, the BMW X3, Mercedes-Benz GLC, Lexus NX, even the Jaguar F-Pace. You might even want to throw in the Porsche Macan if you want to make it a crowd, but I'm not going to get there. Bottom line is this. I've driven all these cars that I've just talked about, I've just mentioned. I've driven all of them. The Audi Q5 just never fails to impress. It doesn't fail to impress. In my eyes, at least, it looks very good, as with all Audi cars. And the thing I like about the Audi Q5 is just how much attention to detail there is in the cabin. It's very minimalistic. It's very clean, very slick, very up-to-date. It's very current. You don't go into the car thinking, well, Audi kind of save money not doing this or not doing that. No, I mean, everything just makes sense when you go in. And a matter of fact, my family, my kids, the missus, they love this car. When they're inside, they just feel like, you know what, you need fathers, or rather, you know, family people need to have a car like this. And I said, no, I'm not going to have a car like this because it's going to cost me close to $250,000.
Now, is the Q5 you're talking about a mild hybrid or a petrol car?
Yes, it's a 12-volt mild hybrid, but don't think the mild hybrid is going to, you know, do wonders for you. Well, it will do start-stop very impressively. You can actually shut the engine will actually cut off while you're going down slope, so you can actually coast, which is very cool. And, you know, the system starts back on without any shuddering whatsoever. It's all behind the scenes, if you may. But here's the one thing that you cannot deny. The Audi Q5 is an unexciting, characterless sort of SUV, but it is so charming. It is so charming that I cannot ignore the car. I just can't.
Mm-hmm. It is charming.
You're not convinced. I realize you don't sound convinced.
No, of course not. Again, I shall just, you know, be quiet, or at least try to be, and be the information girl. The Audi Q5 mild hybrid is a 2-litre four-cylinder inline petrol electric, 245 brake horsepower, 0 to 100 in 6.3 seconds. That's all you need to know. Oh, yeah.
I know. This car is so not for you.
And $250,000 plus dollars.
Well, like I said, this car is not for you because you're obviously more into the RSQ5 sort of
thing. No. I thought the, what was it that I tried? Was it the RSQ3?
Yes, RSQ3.
Was so fun to drive.
It is fun to drive. It is, but that is completely up your alley. I don't even know what's going on with me, but I actually like the boring Q5.
You're getting old.
No, listen,
see, the Q5 is just not, it's just, does not appeal to me. It's too big. I don't have the kind of family that I need to lug around. Not like I have a couple of Great Danes or something, you know, so. it's not a car that would interest me in the least bit. The Q3, I love. The Q5, you can keep talking about it because I just gave them the specs. That's all I needed to do.
Oh, come on, you've got to give it some justice.
You already have. You know, the thing is, Julian, Audi already knows that within their entire product line, we both love cars that are in their lineup. I'm just not going to love everything that they release. The Q5 is uninteresting to me personally.
Okay, fair enough. That's a very honest answer. I think that's fair. But you know what? Honestly, I'm also being very honest here, like drop-dead honest. I think, in my eyes, the car is absolutely gorgeous. I think it drives very well. It is a sort of car that dishes out anything that you ask of it, just not excitement. That's all I'm saying. Okay. And sometimes that's what you need. Comfort, soothing, relaxing sort of drive. Mm. Not excitement every single day. I mean, I like my cars hot and spicy. Of course, I don't deny that, but the Audi Q5 just makes you feel like I can drive all day, every day in the car like this.
Mm.
It's the age. I'm, oh man.
We're moving on to the next car that I want to whet our listeners' appetite with. The BMW iX Electric. Or if you ask Christopher Werner, the Group Managing Director of BMW Group Asia, the iX. Now, right. This car does not release until Q4 of 2021. But I have to say, and you know this, I know this, and apparently Christopher Werner from BMW Group Asia knows this, I am so not into electric cars. So he has said that when the car arrives in Singapore, he is going to drive to SPH, he is going to pick me up, and he is going to force me to test drive it, and he is so confident that he is going to convince me that this is a fantastic car and I'm going to changed my mind about electrics moving forward. Now, honestly, Julian, you know everything I've said about electrics. And for him to be that confident, I am very curious. Looking at the car, she's quite cute.
But cute is a strong word.
Yeah, but you know, all of us have been sold too. For the managing director of BMW Group Asia to say, I am so sure that you're going to love this car. I'm going to drive there, pick you up, take you for a test drive. We're going to play a round of golf and I'm going to listen to you tell me how much you love the car. That is how confident he is of this car, which has on board cutting edge technology. So I'm told, since I haven't seen it yet. But it does look very, very pretty. And I have to say, it is something I am looking forward to because that kind of confidence, you've got my interest.
Fair enough.
Although when he tells me how much the car retails for, I might need an ambulance.
I suspect so, yes. Very much so, actually.
But, you know, that's neither here nor there. If you are interested in the BMW iX, or if you are German, iX Electric, SG Carmart has already got early stories about it on their site. Go read up about it so you'll know what you're looking for when BMW eventually does release it. Since this is the new releases for the second half of the year, I had to whet your appetite with a car that has not been released yet. You will not see on the shop floor yet until later in the year.
Okay, fair enough.
So for right now, the only cars that you can buy are the Audi Q5 and the Land Rover Defender 90. Now, they're both handsome cars if you like big SUVs. I have nothing to say here because...
Here's the thing.
Julian has to pick the star buy of the two of them for today.
Oh, that is so tough. This is so tough. Because here's the thing, right? The Defender is actually more expensive than the Q5. But nevertheless, the Q5 is more convenient. It's more premium. It feels more practical. But the Defender has so much more character. The Defender just tells people the sort of driver that you are. And I would really love the Defender. I mean, I don't know. I'm stuck. I don't know. What is a star buy? I mean, it's...
Get off the phone and go and ask your boss for a very large raise.
You know, I'll probably go for the Defender.
All right. I will say this. Of the two cars that are available, the Defender is very, very handsome. And because it is new and everyone has been waiting for it for quite a while, it should at least give you something to go check out, especially since the category I suspect it could sit in for you is the open category. The COEs were mildly lower. So go check it out. And on that note, I am Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Koh from SG Karma. This has been Chasing Cars on MoneyFM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.